Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, coming at you live with another fresh dose of mental reset magic. Today, we're diving into something super juicy, embracing your emotions. Yeah, I know, it sounds like a cliche self-help slogan, but trust me, there's real power in this one. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with messages about positivity and thinking happy thoughts. While those things are great, they don't always capture the full spectrum of human experience, do they? Ever felt like you were suppressing emotions just to keep up appearances? You know that feeling when you smile even though your heart is a little heavy? Well, friends, it's time we talked about giving ourselves permission to feel the feels. First things first, let's be real, emotions are not our enemies. They're messengers, dude, they tell us what's going on inside, what we need, and how we're truly feeling. Ignoring them is like ignoring a smoke alarm. Eventually, it's going to go off in a way that's really hard to ignore. Suppressing emotions can lead to burnout, anxiety, and even physical health problems. We've got to learn to listen to those emotional whispers before they turn into a full-blown roar. Now, embracing your emotions doesn't mean wallowing in negativity or letting them control you. It's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and learning how to navigate them in a healthy way. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to force a wave back into the ocean, right? You ride it, feel its energy, and then let it go. Emotions work the same way. Here are some key takeaways to help you on this emotional journey. 1. Name that emotion. Seriously, put a label on it. Is it sadness, anger, joy, frustration? Getting specific helps us understand what we're dealing with and allows us to respond instead of just reacting. Remember, emotions are not bad. They're simply information. 2. Find healthy outlets. We all have different ways of processing emotions. Some people love journaling, others find solace in music, exercise, or spending time in nature. Discover what works for you and make it a regular part of your routine. It's like giving your emotions a safe space to land and be heard. 3. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have bad days, moments of vulnerability, and times when we feel overwhelmed. Remember, you are not defined by your emotions. They are part of the human experience, and it's okay to feel them. Treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness you would offer a friend going through a tough time. 4. Seek support when needed. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly liberating, and sometimes having an outside perspective can help you gain clarity and navigate challenging emotions more effectively. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. 5. Celebrate the good stuff. Life isn't just about navigating the tough stuff, it's also about savoring the joy. Take time to appreciate the little things, celebrate your wins, and express gratitude for the people and experiences that bring you happiness. Think about a time when you were feeling overwhelmed or stressed. Maybe work was piling up, relationships were rocky, or you just felt like life was spinning out of control. Did you try to push those feelings down? Pretend everything was okay? Or did you allow yourself to feel them fully? I'll bet that when you allowed yourself to truly feel the emotions, even the uncomfortable ones, it eventually made things easier. Maybe it helped you communicate your needs better, set healthier boundaries, or even find creative solutions to the problems you were facing. Embracing our emotions gives us this incredible power, the power to understand ourselves better, connect with others more authentically, and ultimately live a richer, more fulfilling life. So, remember, friends, give yourself permission to feel everything. It's okay to be happy, sad, angry, frustrated, confused. It's all part of being human. And by embracing those emotions fully, you're opening the door to deeper self-awareness, greater resilience, and a more authentic connection with yourself and the world around you. Now go out there and rock your emotional journey. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder that it's okay to feel all the feels. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, hit us up on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep shining your light and remember, you are absolutely amazing just as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.